From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Zimbabweans reacted with shock after President Emmerson Mnangagwa survived an explosion at a rally in Bulawayo Saturday. The president said that the explosion at a stadium where he was addressing a political rally was a cowardly act, and it would not prevent the country from holding free and peaceful elections next month.
These are my normal enemies, and the attempts have been so many. This is not the first attempt on my life. It doesn't, to me, it's normal.
Mr. Mnangagwa came to power last November by ousting his former mentor, longtime Zimbabwean President Robert Mugabe. Meanwhile, at least one person was killed in a grenade attack on Saturday at a rally by Ethiopia's Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed. The attack was launched just moments after the 41-year-old Abiy finished his speech to tens of thousands of people gathered in the center of Addis Ababa. Addressing the nation on television shortly after the blast, Abiy said the attack was an attempt by forces who do not want to see Ethiopia united. Dr. Benaim Unete said that medical professionals were already at the rally and helped the wounded.
We had an emergency bed reserved, and everybody was on standby, including all the doctors, and they came from their home, actually. Some of them were also in the demonstration, and they came immediately, accompanying the patients, and we had reserved beds as well, and also everybody was alarmed.
Eritrea, which has long been at loggerheads with Ethiopia over a border dispute that Abiy has sought to resolve, condemned the incident, as did the European Union and the United States. This is VOA News. U.S. President